This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line from the Are You Serious Network, we have Blake Ruffino. Blake, how you doing today, bud?
What's going on, Mike? How y'all doing?
We're doing great. Blake, before we get into some baseball talk, man, what a heater. And I don't remember an off season where 1 week kind of everything fell into place for LSU football like it did last week. Some significant hires, you might want to say, for the front office. Now, that's sort of weird for college, but it is what it is today, and you see it across the board. And then to come up with Lamar Brown and then Lafayette, getting him to commit, two guys that will help your defensive line, it had been an area where they had really hit the portal pretty hard in. And so, man, I can't think of another week where really LSU football really sort of dominated from Thursday into the weekend.
Well, Mike, I completely agree. And look, when I say what I'm about to say, I don't mean this in any kind of derogatory way to anybody that was on staff at LSU. But, Mike, you massively upgraded. You bring it back some guys that have connections with Austin Thomas into the fold with him and Kevin Bolden. You bring back Jeff Martin, who's been a part or was on as a grad assistant or as an assistant or analyst for all of the national titles. You bring him back from the director of player personnel. And, Mike, this one kind of hits home for me in the last one here. You bring home Sam Petito, who, Mike, for me, knowing him well since the day I was born, really, a guy that's been around Louisiana and has done a lot of really good things in recruiting and scouting and developing comes in. I think it's a massive deal. You know, Sammy was a big part of me going to Southeastern when he was on staff there. Just all around, just not – Mike, you get – you know, we've been in this business long enough, Mike, that we get cautious on talking about grand slams or home run type of situations or hires. But, Mike, you're bringing in an assistant GM in Bolden that can help out Austin, not do all the legwork at a constant pace. Martin, who's been known – Edwards, Ron, Les Miles, whatever, to be a part of that relationship and connection with recruits. And then a guy who might, I mean, in the last 25 years, you can go look at this, and Sam Petito got Blaine Bradford to commit to Ohio State, which hadn't happened for a Louisiana recruit in 25 years for someone to commit to Ohio State. So I think that when you have the shakeup, and Brian Kelly said this on the College Game Day podcast, and I don't know, Mike, if he had shared it with you guys too, but that he really needed to shake some staff up before those moves even were made. And I think they just knock it out of the park. But then, Mike, when you bring in the number one player in your state and a top 10 guy, consensus and a five-star in Lamar Brown. I mean, it's just absolutely massive. So, Mike, what do they do now in a situation where, depending on the service you look at, three defensive linemen within the top 50, regardless of what site you're looking at? It's just an overall massive deal of what you did in a week and what was massive for Austin Thomas. And I'll say this, Austin needs a lot of credit for what he pulled off this past week.
You look at Brown, he was a guy that could have went anywhere in the country. He's in your backyard. That would have been, I think, a big black eye to Brian Kelly and the Tigers had they not gotten him. Now, again, it's never over until he signs that deal. But it looks as though from his standpoint of him going way out of his way to try to help in recruiting others that, you know, grabbing Lamar Brown is a huge catch for LSU, number one defensive lineman in the state, number one athlete in the country.
Yeah, Mike, and then instantly hits the recruiting trail and then starts getting with, from what I was told, about 3 hours after he committed, he's on the phone with some of the new staff that gets brought in with Blaine Bradford. I think we can put two and two together on how that, you know, went about. So I do think it would have been a massive eye, because a black eye, because, Mike, that would have been two of the top recruits out of the state that would have been going elsewhere out of state. But, Mike, I feel for me that in some of the NIL era situations when it comes to recruiting, LSU was always in the mix, but never really made the massive pop that they needed to make, especially when it comes to NIL and now with TV revenue. But, Mike, they didn't blink. And I don't really think that they blinked since the Underwood situation, whether it be portal or whether it be high school recruiting, depending on what they believe a recruit can do. But, Mike, again, I'll say this until I'm blue in the face, and people that listen to me probably hate me by now by saying this. Mike, every SEC loss under Brian Kelly, you're giving up 250 rushing yards plus per loss. You've got to solidify that defensive line in that interior. Brian Kelly today at SEC Media Days was asked about Alabama, but he was specifically asked about the run game defensively. And he goes, we've been pushing around. And, Mike, there's no other way to put that. The positions of need that you needed to go and get, you went and got. And he is the crux of that. He is the mainstay of that. So it's a massive deal. And, Mike, finally going out there and saying enough is enough, and we're not going down, we're going down punching. So I think that for me sends a signal to everyone around the country, hey, you can do what you think you're going to do, but you come up in here in this state and you're going to be in for a dogfight. Now, Mike, we talk about Lamar, then you go around and now you find out how quickly can they flip Blaine Bradford in that same sense too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Last night with the MLB draft, I think we had talked to Scott Sanders about this, and he's always about just be careful where, you know, a lot of these ratings are, you know, because people cover the MLB draft like I covered the NFL draft. And he said, but because it's totally different. A lot of it is signability. A lot of it is slotted money on kind of where you want to spend your money. Were you as surprised as I was Anthony Ianson fell as far as he did? Because everybody we had on from every service thought it either would be a late first or very early second round pick with Ianson. He falls into the third round, and you have Chase Shores that gets picked ahead of him. Nothing against Chase, but that was not kind of how it was set up. It really looked as though it would be Cade and then Ianson and then Chase, and yet it flipped. It goes to show you how the Major League Baseball draft is far different from the NFL and the NBA.
Well, specifically with Chase Shores, Mike, for me, I mean, the dude at the end of the season was up to 101 consistently and making people look dumb, you know, and I think that that was the part of, Mike, someone throwing a sinker at 101 miles an hour at an average in the last 3 weeks of his season with an 18-inch drop on the fastball, a.k.a. sinker, I think that, you know, the tools are there with him. I think that's one thing. But Ianson falling where he did, Mike, I agree with you. I think it's a big deal. I wonder, Mike, you speak to a couple of these local scouts and local people that, you know, are really involved in the draft. I think for Ianson, a lot of these, like you mentioned, it's not necessarily where they're taken in reference to who took them and the slot value in reference to how much they can pay them. For example, Cade Anderson almost is going to double at the third pick of what the first two kids, the young men, make with the first pick and the second overall pick. Then you got Holiday that comes up and he gets paid, a Boris Klein as well as Cade Anderson that gets massively paid. I don't know if I was surprised they fell that far, but Mike, I also understand it felt like this whole draft for me, it felt like that a lot of teams were doing some money games. And Boston, for what it's worth, I think when he fell that far, it was like, all right, we got to move here. And they took him. I think the same exact thing, Mike, happened with Ethan Frye for Houston, where he was paid about $300,000 over slot value. So, but Houston went with a high school kid before Ethan. So it just gets to the part where, and think about this, Mike, Cade Woods, who pitched, what, two games maybe in his LSU career, he got selected before Stanfield, before Jacob Myers, I mean, before Sammy Dutton, who transferred to Auburn. I mean, some of those things are just so wild to me about how the MLB draft just works overall.
Yeah, it was a lot of surprises, Blake. And I wanted to ask you about Danny Dickinson and Jared Jones, who were the two players that were selected after Ethan Frye. Today, the first two picks, Danny Dickinson goes in the sixth round. And just like Mike had kind of mentioned that everyone expected Ianson to kind of be a late first, maybe early second round pick. I mean, Dickinson could have gone on day one. And he doesn't even just go on day two, but he goes kind of, you know, later on day two than was expected. He was the 80th ranked prospect, goes 185. And then Jared Jones, who's the seventh player off the board for LSU, goes at pick 263 to the Pirates in the ninth round, which was another surprise because a lot of folks thought maybe at the latest round five to round seven, something like that, the 101 ranked prospect via MLB.com's big board. And both of those players were obviously huge contributors to this national championship winning roster. They go at round six and round nine, respectively.
Yeah, and I think, again, it just goes to the slot value of where they are. You know, I don't know if Bear Jones or Danny had a lot of I don't want to say they didn't have a leg to stand on, but the people in the draft knew that they wanted to leave. I think the reason you see a situation with Ethan Frye, I mean, he's a lot more athletic than people give him credit for, but at the same time, he could have returned. I don't think people thought that Danny or Bear Jones wanted to return, so the leverage that they had was a little bit off. I agree with you, though. I mean, again, it's just going to depend on what we find out today from their slot value from Bear and Danny. I mean, again, we saw last year, who was it? LSU, somebody from LSU got drafted, I think, in the fourth round. I think it was Holman, and he had a slot value that almost tripled because they spent more money on the third-round pick than they did on their first two overall picks. Again, I guess it just depends on what they want to do and how the draft falls for some of these teams. But for the Pirates, you're getting into a situation where a lot of Louisiana and Mississippi ties, now you got Connor Griffin, now you have Bear Jones. I think the Pirates have done some really special things, too, here, and really getting some big bats with a lot of power, too.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us. But if there's a high school football recruit that you think is next, like Goldberg used to say, you're next, who do you think is next for LSU?
Blaine Bradford's got an interesting conversation within, Mike, I'm going to say next 45 minutes to an hour, if you know what I mean.
Okay, I got you. That's interesting, yep. Blake. Blake, thanks so much for joining us. Always do great work at RU Sirius Network. We appreciate you jumping on with us today. Always fantastic, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All righty. That was Blake Ruffino from the RU Sirius Network. And, boy, it never ends. Charlie, thank God. We got LSU baseball, SEC Media Day, that sort of thing. It kind of eases us into training camp. And when I see SEC Media Day on, I know football is right around the corner.
It's coming, Mike.
It's right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.